Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. Also connected via the web, we got Barry the Boater, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, and even Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton is connected with us with his friend Natasha, who's helping entertainment festivities at the Gomez Hilton. We'll get to them in just a bit. But first, I got Gabe Gabriel on from Shearwater Research. He is on Scuba Radio. Gabriel, how are you, my friend?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me, Greg. I'm hoping that you've enjoyed your vacations quite fine.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had an amazing time in Ceiba and Montserrat and Redonda. And a lot of it was thanks to you guys at Shearwater for hooking me up with one of these Shearwater Tarek wrist mount dive computers. And I got to say, you know, the hype was, my expectations were pretty high. But, man, did they, it delivered. I mean, you guys got a big winner on your hands with this Tarek. You can see the numbers, which seems so simple, but... You know, for someone who has trouble seeing when they don't have their prescription mask on, I honestly don't need it. I can still read it, and it's a wrist mount dive computer that is, you could wear it all the time, 24/7, just like a watch if you want. But, you know, the problem with most of them is you can't read the numbers that we need when we need, when we're diving. So that's just one little small feature. But, you know, I was talking some other people that were using it. Jerry, the diver guy, was using one on that trip with me as well. And they all said the same thing. It's just very, you know, a basic from the standpoint. You don't have to be a computer genius to operate this thing. And so it's easy to operate, and it will grow with you. That was the goal from day one when you guys designed this thing. Is that right?
Definitely, yes. Bruce likes to talk about a dive in Scapa Flow. Bruce being a technical diver, and this is Bruce Partridge that I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. And he says when you're in Scapa Flow in a high current, low visibility, and you have a pretty hefty decompression to do, it's not the time to start trying to figure out the manual or trying to figure out how your computer works. It
right.
should be very reliable, very intuitive. The options that are presented should be relevant to your situation at that point in time. So there was a lot of thought for many years put into making it easy to understand.
Yeah, well, being the guys that we are, I mean, let's face it, the last thing we like to do is ask for directions and open up a user's manual. You know, that just, you know, and you don't have to do that with the Tarek. And I mean, I got on the boat. Actually, one of the guys on the boat was very familiar with Shearwater's, the Perdix was the prior computer that you came out with before the Tarek. I think he had one of those. So he already knew, like, the overall background. But even before I brought it to him, I said, hey, man, check this out. He's like, ooh, that's the new Tarek. And I already knew how to run it. I knew how to set my air to Nitrox 32% and kind of just scroll through some of the menus, just like an iPhone kind of thing. It was very user-friendly in that regard. And like you said, when you start loading up on tasks that you got to do underwater, the last thing you want to do is look down at your dive computer and try to figure out how the hell to find out how much air you have left or something. You know, you're just like, you want to look at it like, okay, there it is. Or you press one button and you're good to go. And that's pretty much how the Tarek operates. You know, One thing, though, I didn't use that I know this thing has, you can have it air integrated as well, right?
You just that is correct.
Just buy the optional transmitter? Is that all
yes.
you need?
Yes, it's all you need. There's a transmitter with an FCC ID, and write it down, saying MH8A. So I'm saying these numbers because Shearwater branded transmitters are not the only one compatibles.
Wow.
We did make a conscious choice to use a transmitter that had been out there in the market for a while so that divers that already had, for instance, Oceanic or Aqua, along transmitters.
I actually have one of those. And I was asking somebody about that, and they thought that, yeah, that wouldn't work. It wouldn't talk, and I figure it wouldn't. But you're telling me it does. It can.
It does. If you look at your old transmitter and mm-hmm. try to look for an FCC ID, the Federal Commission of Communications
right.
ID, and it's MH8A.
Yeah.
If it has that ID, then it's compatible. All you have to do is pair it using the serial number that's usually laser engraved into the body of the transmitter.
Wow.
And it should work perfectly fine.
You know what? I not only have one, I have two of those. So guess
you
what I'm going to
be using
doing
both of them
before I head off to Dominica. Wow, that's awesome. I can't believe. See, you know, they really have thought this stuff through. I should have figured that you guys had done something like that. So I'm glad you brought that up because now I have something else I can get to do before my trip to Dominica for Dive Fest. It's going to be fun. And you know, like I said, it's just so user-friendly. I really like that. And it will grow with you. You know, all I've been doing really is pretty basic open-circuit scuba with Nitrox. So I'm changing the air percentage from 21 up to 32, and that's pretty much all I do. Other than that, I've been pretty much leaving the computer, you know, in all its default settings, but I was very impressed with how you could navigate through. Press one button, you got a digital compass at your disposal. So, I mean, it's really nice. But the great thing about it, too, it will grow with you. I mean, I know Dr. Doug, who I believe we're going to talk to next week, he just got back from the Cayman Islands, and he was talking about how he was using one of these new Terex with his rebreather set up, and he just loves it. You were there with him, weren't you? Did you see him?
I was sitting right in the boat right next to him.
Yeah.
Sometimes we were so close that my mask went into his gear bag. And I'm looking in the boat, where's my mask? It was actually in Dr. Doug's bag. Yeah, he's a great guy. I really enjoyed the dives and the time we had over there. A very knowledgeable guy and a lot of good advice. If you have any questions about diving medicine, some advice. He's a very experienced diver as well. So,
yeah,
really enjoyed my time over there.
Well, and like I said, he does this rebreather stuff quite a bit, and he gets much more into the technical cave diving, and, I mean, that's his thing. And, you know, the Terek will make that switch from basic open circuit diving, whether you're diving air or Nitrox, and next thing you can turn it into a multi-mix gas dive computer that will grow with you or jump around from the different styles of diving that you like to do. So it's very versatile is my point, and it'll be pretty much the last dive computer you'll ever need in that regard.
There was a comment, thank you for the kind words, Greg, but there was a comment that Michael Manduno said, I don't know if you are aware that Michael Manduno is the guy that coined the term technical diving some time ago, and he was calling the Terek as the one watch for the water tribe people, because you can go from free diving to mm-hmm. open circuit diving to technical open circuit to rebreathers with a fixed PO2, and it does everything really well.
Yeah, well, it really does, and it looks nice too. It's pretty sharp. I mean, it looks like kind of like a blingy fancy dive watch. I mean, not even like a dive watch, but like a watch. You know, so whether you want to wear it, you know, 24/7 out and about.
A wristwatch.
Yeah. But blingy. It's slightly bigger than a small one, but it looks like has a little bit of bling, a little style to it. You know what I'm saying? The screen is at what? OELD? Is that what it is? Am I saying it right?
It's an AMOLED, active matrix, organic LED.
And, okay. We'll go with that instead.
Yeah. AMOLED. And the glass window. I shouldn't call it glass. That's my mistake. It's actually a sapphire crystal. It's a pretty hard material. It's not scratch proof,
right?
But if you hit it hard enough, obviously you can scratch anything.
Sure.
You put your mind to it, but it is pretty high up there. It's got a 9 Mohs in the Mohs scale hardness. That's a hardness scale. And just to compare it, diamonds are 10 in that scale. So if you get a diamond and you try to scratch it, you're probably going to scratch it. Or if you grab a piece of scuba equipment that's chrome-lined or chrome-plated, chrome is pretty hard, and then you slam it really hard, you could scratch it. But other than that, it will be there looking nice and blingy for a long time.
Well, there you go. And you can get a screen protector for it, too, as well, I think. So it's great stuff. Shearwater.com. Check out the Shearwater Tarek. Gabriel, thanks for the update. Thanks for letting us borrow these. And we'll talk about them or talk with you about them next when I get back from Dominica, okay?
Looking forward to it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry Z. Boater, and Captain Walt DeMartini are now connected via the web. Everybody can hear me now, right? You guys, everyone, just
and the lovely Natasha.
And Natasha has checked into the Gomez Hilton. So we finally have some folks of the female persuasion, about damn time. And turn this sausage
fest into
what does
that give us, two female listeners now?
Yeah. I don't know if she does. Yeah. She count as two?
She's kind of forced to be one since she's on with us.
But. Okay.
What about eight?
Oh, wait. I hear more in the background. Is that right? Or I don't know. We'll go with whatever it takes. So what's going on at the Gomez Hilton there, Walt? come in?
Well, we're just getting ready for Bug Fest.
Yeah.
Natasha got her hair done. She wants to get into a tail.
My mermaid hair now.
Ah, she has mermaid hair.
Yeah.
You know, Vinny could back us up on this with that kind of hair, Natasha. She could use that to catch lobster. You hear what I'm saying? Didn't they out there on the left coast, Vinny Two Tanks, I believe they used mops back in the day to like tangle up lobsters in their antenna and pull them out from under the ledge. Didn't they do that, Vinny?
I've never heard of that before.
What? You're a liar. I know you were a liar.
Never back them up.
I have.
Yeah, actually,
that's a little rude.
It was outlawed. It was. They don't allow that anymore. Because maybe it was Florida. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think, Walt? Have you ever heard like mops? Cloth mops?
I've heard it. But Natasha's not real happy with the mop head story.
Well, no. I'm just saying, you know, legally you're not allowed to use mops to snag lobsters, but we could use Natasha and that hairdo.
That makes her a mop head, Greg. She didn't like that.
No, it has nothing to do with mops.
I've snagged a lot of lobsters in my lifetime.
So, really? You've caught some yourself? Or eaten them?
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit of both.
I think it would be a step up from a looper. How are you going to catch your lobster? Natasha. We're just going to stick her up under a ledge. Move her around, shake her around a little bit, and yank them out, and there'll be like four or five lobsters connected to her do. I don't know.
It's going to be Greg's new secret how to limit out each week or each day of mini lobster season.
Yes, we'll go with that. Why not? Well, we'll limit out every day, guaranteed, on the radio. But I think it would be a way to get around the laws. I mean, how can they can't say you can't use a Natasha. You can't use a mop. But, you know, you could use someone with a nice hairdo that would snag up the lobster like that. I'm just looking. I'm admiring your look, Natasha. So this is a compliment.
We call it our summer hair.
Summer hair.
Cruising hair.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very mermaid like.
It's very mermaid like.
Yeah. And I got to say, you know, when I was, I'm looking at the closed circuit video, and we can see Natasha and Captain Walt there at the Gomez Hilton. And I'm surprised I haven't thought about this before because we've had many mermaids before that have these big, long, flowing locks of hair that could double as a lobster trap.
The password, Natasha, is honey hole.
Huh. Interesting.
Natasha, the reason why he mentions it is that he's really jealous of the amount of hair you have compared to what he has left.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, yeah, you stick me up under there. You ain't going to catch squat.
That is the truth.
Yeah. You remember Mermaid Abby got a shark caught in her hair that one time, remember?
No, that wasn't. It wasn't caught in her hair. It was caught in her.
Careful.
Seaweed.
Seaweed.
Yeah. That she was wearing around her upper body parts that are covered up.
Really?
I like that. Seaweed. That's what we're going to start calling it.
Well, a seaweed do? Is that what you mean? Or no, it's not like that. It's much. No, that sounds bad. Conger's up images of a sea hag or something, and we're not looking at that right now. Not even close.
No.
So
I have on clothes now. Like this one time,
first time ever at the Gomez Hilton.
I don't have on a bathing suit. Like it's weird because it's raining now.
It is. It's raining in South Florida today, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. But you guys are getting ready for, you mean you're planning ahead for Bug Fest, which is a few days or about a month from now almost. But what about the 4th of July? Yeah, are you taking your boat out to do any diving or taking some people out there, Walt? Or what do you think?
Actually, I think we're going out with Joe and Sherry on their yacht. You've been out on that
yacht
before.
Oh, yes. He's going to go out on a yacht. He's going to do some serious boating. Like Thurston Howell III type stuff. Yeah.
I'm actually taking a group out. We're going to paddle out to the Los Olas Bridge.
Okay.
We're going to hook up to a mooring ball and watch the fireworks.
Awesome. Yeah, Natasha runs these stand-up paddleboard groups that cruise through the waterways or intercoastal waters there of South Florida, right? That's what you do generally?
Yeah.
And it just happens to cruise by the Gomez Hilton, and you have to stop by for happy hour or two. There might be one or two of those as Captain Walt throws up his drink.
Which starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Well, it's a happy hour now, pretty much every hour of the day.
Is there a special flag that the Gomez Hilton flies?
What, when it's open?
Surrender flag.
And the bar's
surrender
open?
Surrender all.
Yes. Surrender
Skelly
all.
Crossbones?
It's probably a flagpole with some underwear flying in front of it or something, I'm guessing.
Oh,
means,
Lord.
Yep, business is open.
Got a mop open.
Natasha?
Yeah, go ahead,
Natasha, Bill. Is she going to paddleboard out Port Everglades to the mooring balls?
No.
Oh, she's okay. Going right off of Las Olas Bridge. To the north of Las Olas Bridge, there's some City of Fort Lauderdale mooring buoys. Same balls.
Because I thought that's going to be a long trip.
Mm. No, it's like 15 minutes.
She's powerful on that board.
It's a good exercise routine. I mean, that's part of that's why you do that, right? To get in a little exercise, get in the great outdoors, and entertain all the onlookers that you happen to be cruising by.
Yeah.
I think Scuba Radio needs to invest in some paddle boards. We could rig them up with the tanks.
Yeah.
Paddle out to the reef and dive.
Okay, a little snooba action going on. I think you could probably do that. Maybe Natasha will help us out with that. We'll tell you how to get in touch with Natasha and be a part of her paddleboard group next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Tell you what, I think we're on to something, boys. I am Greg the Dive Master, and CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me thinking over this idea of using mermaid hairs or mermaid, the hair of a mermaid to snag lobster.
In place of a mop.
I don't think this has ever been done before, and I think you could get away with it at least once until, you know, FWC says, hey, hold the phone! You can't do that. But there's no law.
Wouldn't it pull their hair out?
No.
After a couple, three,
hair
four.
Is very strong. I've seen America's Got Talent. There's been people that have been hanging from, like, trapeze and things with their hair.
Okay.
So as long as Natasha's up for doing it, I think it's an experiment.
That would be interesting.
I think that means yes.
How many lobsters could we get on her head of hair? Like three or four?
You know what? You stick her in there and see how many come out. And then, they get tangled up in there. You yank them out. I mean, the thing is about if she loses a little bit of the hair, it just grows back. Right, Natasha?
It grows back. But, Greg, would you hold her legs for her while you were doing this lobster
Lord
thing?
Hold her tail. There's laws.
Oh, hold the tail. That's what it was.
Yeah, and there's laws against that for me. But maybe, someone – actually, we could auction off that opportunity. Yeah.
If you need help.
Whoever has the most money will get to hold the tail for this lobster catching technique that surely – we'll get one of us arrested at the bare minimum.
No, it's Natasha, not Shirley.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, Greg, maybe she knows people. Barry the boater, yes.
If it's not specifically listed in the regs that it's illegal to use, then you could use it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, in there. There's nothing about using hair. You know, lobsters have all those spines. They just get tangled up so easily in my net. Hair would work.
Talk about a loophole.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
She said, is there any Coast Guard regulations against this?
Yeah, what does the Coast Guard say about that?
The Coast Guard has no idea. Well, God forbid, we'd never want to tell them. Yeah, this is something where it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. So I say we do it. It'd be an experiment. that only us here at Scuba Radio could conduct.
Bear trap.
And be arrested for. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, a little shout out to William. He says, hello, Scuba Radio crew. This is in Facebook Live. Just wanted to let you know I tried scuba today, and it was awesome. Well, of course it is, William. And we're glad you took the plunge, you know, and that you're hanging out with us today. And we apologize for the visual image of myself, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio, but... You know, count your blessings, because you can't see Barry's a bugger, Casey the tobacco nut, Vinny two tanks, and really Walt and Natasha don't really count as part of that group. But
really,
yeah,
really, that's how you're gonna treat us now, off in the bushes.
Yeah, just you're part of the you're part of the D team. Walt,
I may be a no account, but she's got a count.
Okay, what? I don't know what that means either. Just moving on. But regardless, you know, he runs the Gomez Hilton, so he kind of has an occupation. So I don't know if technically he belongs to the Scuba Radio occupation. D team, but but he has, you know, other people working with him, like Natasha. And by the way, if people want to go stand up paddleboarding with you in South Florida, Natasha, how would they get a hold of you? You think what would
they
be the best way?
Can go to my website.
Yeah.
It's SupPup, SUP.
SupPup. Yeah.
SupPup.ftl.com.
Okay.
SupPup. Yeah. Got it. Because SUP is stand up paddleboard. Pup, because me and Mr. Beach is my baby, my doggy.
You got
and
a
then
dog,
FTL
right?
is Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm glad you explained that. Now that would be much easier to remember. I appreciate that. Yeah. And then this whole idea of catching lobster with your hair, that's a totally different, you know, option. That might create a new revenue stream for you. You could rent yourself out, you know.
And we could do it during, like, what do you call it? Like full moon, you know, mermaid hair, lobster, something.
Okay. You do it at a full moon? Or what do you mean?
Renting her out. This is getting in a gray area.
Yeah, that's...
No.
You're going to want to raise the race for that one, I'm saying. Oh, geez. You know, but hey, a good looper is going to cost you, you know, $40 or so.
You know, a good what?
A looper, a lobster looper. So, you know, your starting salary should at least be that, you know, for an outing.
What's a looper? Explain to some of guests.
It's a lobster snare that we use in Florida to catch Florida spiny lobster.
Okay.
So, you know, that's... She's like, I don't know about this.
Terrible explanation.
Stick with a noose on the end.
Oh, how would you, Barry's
there
a bugger?
There you go. Well, CJ just said it. It's a stick with a noose on the end.
Okay.
Spring-loaded.
Okay. Well, could be if you get the spring-loaded type. They're even more expensive. They're more like, you know, they start at like $60. But yeah, so anyway, there you go. Something to do. I mean, are you certified as a diver, Natasha? Or are you just hanging with the... one of the legendary people of the dive industry, Walt DeMartini, today, you think?
I am a friend of the dive industry.
Okay. All right. That.
And a lot of my customers are very adventurous people. Mm-hmm. So once they paddleboard, they're looking for something on the next level to do. So diving, probably, yeah.
Well, the upper level, above the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to do on your surface interval. You're close to the water. You can't be under the water 24/7, so might as well do some other activities that include, you know, water things that you can do.
Yeah
I haven't done that. I've actually done windsurfing, but I've never done the stand-up paddleboard thing. It's on my list. I'll knock it off eventually.
We'll make it happen for you.
All right. You'll take me paddleboarding. I'll take you lobster catching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Then you could start a paddleboard radio show.
I don't have enough work to do already. Thanks, Casey. Work. Jeez.
Can make it work.
Yeah, maybe. I work way too much. Obviously.
You know what? So if
in between distant dive destinations, he works so hard.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
So next time, then we have to get you out on paddleboard yoga, then so you can relax.
Okay.
We do paddleboard yoga.
Yeah. Well, doing this show.
I love yogurt.
I mean, let's be real. Doing this show every week, definitely is very stressful. So that would make sense.
Greg. Yeah. Greg, she said paddleboard yoga, not yogurt.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, there's that, I guess.
I misheard.
All those guys from Scuba Radio come out and do paddleboard yoga. How about that?
Well, we might want to throw in yogurt just for fun, Yogurt.
You might have more luck with yogurt because most of us aren't built for yoga.
More oil! So, anyway, thank you. We are going to try to check in with our friends from Grenada. Because after we get back from Dominica Dive Fest, we are going to head over to the Spice Island a little bit later in September. So we're going to check in with those folks here in just a bit. But I did want to go to Casey, though, because for the 4th, you're actually going to Cozumel, right?
I'm going to Cozumel. I'm going to dive in some warm, crystal clear waters of the Cozumel. Palancar Reef.
Yeah, you've been there before. If you know the reef, then I guess, right?
Well, yeah. When I had the Crazy Dog Scuba, I took a lot of trips, and I think I took a group from the scuba shop when you were in there. So I've been there probably a dozen times, if not more.
Yeah. Well, you never took me because I never went. I never been to Cozumel until.
Well, you should come. Let's schedule a trip.
Well, I have to go to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and do some moonshine tasting before I head to Dominica. So I'm doing a little roundabout family trip, and then I'm heading out to Dominica to do that. But when you go and do Cozumel, you know what they're famous for is their current dives there. So you're going to do some drift diving, or do you have any idea?
Excellent. They have absolutely excellent drift diving. If you are new to scuba, really work on getting your buoyancy, and you can literally make a reef dive in Cozumel with your legs and your arms crossed, just floating in the current. You don't have to put out any effort at all.
How about that? So that is true, but what about those currents that go up and down as opposed to, horizontally?
Well, that's why we focus on buoyancy control, Greg. So
have you ever experienced that? Where you had up and down currents? Because that's the one.
Yes.
That's the unique thing they do have in Cozumel. Is that sometimes the currents can
like
go up and down.
It's kind of like riding a raft over a waterfall.
Hey, Casey, if you ever get a chance, try that Barracuda Reef on the north end of Cozumel. It gets really pretty squirrely out there.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into it. I've got a couple different dive operators I'm talking to. I'll see who goes out that way.
Well, who
are
you?
The currents are pretty drastic out there. Now,
and actually, you're doing one of these cruise ship deals. Is that right? Where you're actually just going to be
there
for
a day? I'm doing
a
cruise ship, but we're going to be in port from 9 o'clock to 10 p.m. So I've got all day. I can pretty much go anywhere I want.
Yeah. But you're not going to go
and
with
I've like got
the
a few old, cruise I've got ship a few old stomping operator. Ground people I can hunt down.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know what? These cruise ship things. If you want to do their dive deals through the cruise ship, they say, if you go with our approved dive operator, we guarantee we'll get you back to the boat and you won't miss it and blah, 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 blah. And, hey, there's some peace of mind if you, want to go that. But my God, is it way, way expensive. It is crazy what they ask for
the dives.
You have
the markup from the dive shop.
Yeah.
And you have the markup from the boat.
Exactly. It's almost, it's insane. The price difference. And
if you're going to dive when you're on a cruise, you want to look at the hours you have in port. And if you've got all day, do your research, pick out a good dive destination group, and just let them know. Most of them will pick you up at the dock.
Yeah. And it's good, it's good business for them to get you back to the boat on time too. So, if you do your research before you get on one of those boats and do that kind of thing, you could definitely find plenty of dive operations, you know, through Patty, Naui, SSI, you know, go with an affiliated dive shop like that that has a good reputation and stuff like that. And you'll save quite a bit of money going with them.
Save some money, and you'll probably see some sites that aren't just bombarded with divers.
True. Now, you know, but I'll tell
you. Cruise ship people are probably going to make the same drop every time because of the time limitation.
Well, that may be, but I mean, the operators that they do use, they do a good job. So I don't want to knock them. I'm just saying, I mean, because the dive operators that work with the cruise ships are usually pretty established, have a pretty good track record and all that kind of good stuff. And they're going to show you a good time. It's just the cost. Oh, yeah. The cost that they, like you said, tack on to get everybody a little piece of the action.
The price of convenience.
Yeah, a little on the expensive side. So there you go, a little nugget of knowledge to pass along for you.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I normally don't have a burger, a brat, and a steak, but it is 4th of July. And I need the energy if I'm going to start blowing crap up. That's what the founding fathers would want.
Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. No. I do it up big on the 4th of July. 4th of July. 4th of July.
Everybody.
4th of July. 4th of July.
Yes, that's a good song, isn't it? Yeah, okay, I will. I'll try.
I don't want to tell you how to run your show.
Yeah.
But you may want to fire your musical director.
What? Well, we don't even have one.
That's cruel, CJ. You know he's handicapped.
Hard to believe that we don't have one, but we don't. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I see Jerry the Diver Guy has joined us. We're going to check with him in just a bit. But I believe, do we got Gerlinda from Aquanauts Grenada, live from Grenada?
That was actually Peter from Aquanauts Grenada.
There we go. We got Peter. How about that? That's even, I wasn't going to say, I can't say that's better, but I'll say it's It's good. It's good. Peter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm wonderful. You know, I'm sitting here in the Caribbean on one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, sip my rum and enjoy the sunset.
Yeah.
That is soon to come.
Well, there you go. Are you guys preparing anything special for the 4th of July in Grenada, or you guys don't bother with that USA nonstop?
There will be some fireworks, I'm sure.
Any excuse?
A lot of people from the U.S. that moved down here to retire and have a good time in Grenada, and there will be for sure some celebrations, and yeah.
Yeah, any excuse to blow stuff up is pretty much a green light for fun, I think. So you wouldn't want to put the kibosh on that regardless. So that's good stuff. Now, look, I wanted to bring you on because, you know, even though we're getting ready to go to Dominica here in a week and a half, very shortly after that, we got Grenada Dive Fest at the end of September. Are you excited for this year's Dive Fest? What do you think?
Oh, yes, it's going to be great fun. You know, we've been working this now for, oh, God, is it 3 years or 4 years? But, yeah, we worked it all out. So there's a lot of fun events planned around it. And one of the great things about our destination, so we are a multi-island destination, so the Dive Fest will be happening in Grenada and in Carriacou.
In Carriacou, where is which is the sister island of Grenada. That's where we drank a little stuff called Jack Iron. When we didn't have to dive.
Yes, the little sister, yeah.
That's all it takes.
The little sister, and you passed the test.
Yes. That was a test, was it? To have a little sip of Jack Iron?
That's a test. If you survive, you can fly home.
Okay. Yeah, if you live after you've had some of this concoction.
In an airline seat. Otherwise, it's in a box.
If not, good luck getting your body back.
Good point. Exactly. As we discussed earlier. Well, what's the diving been like in Grenada? Last few weeks, you've been seeing some interesting critters,
Diving's been awesome. I mean, summer has kicked in, water temperatures are up, like we are talking like 86, 88 degrees. Weather's been beautiful. You know, our green season is in full swing, so everybody, you know, looks very nice. We just had a nice group here, York divers from the States. They had a wonderful time while here. They booked already the next trip for next year. So, yeah, things have been great. Lots of critters, frogfish, seahorses around at the moment. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. They make a lot of chocolate, too. You can do so many things on your surface interval in Grenada.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we just had the chocolate festival here in Grenada at True Blue Bay Resort, and it was awesome. I mean, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Yes.
You know, we have now four micro chocolate factories, or not even factories, manufacturers on the island, and you know,
it's hard to
find out which one is the best.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Same applies for the rum. We have even a guy now making craft gin. So, I mean, ooh. I'm telling you, this place is getting better by the week.
I love it.
Not to mention the craft beer from the, you know.
They're covering all the boozes or all the different types of alcohol now.
We got everything covered for the surface interval, for the evenings and everything.
Yeah.
Because in the end of the day, we dive three, four hours is the time we spend underwater, but then what?
Yeah. Then you got to figure out what to do with the rest of your day. And you could go check out some of these distilleries. You go to a cocoa plantation where they provide like a large portion of the cocoa for Swiss chocolate there on the island of Grenada. It's very unique. So you can see how they make it and process it. You can cover yourself in crab poo, which we did there on the island of Carriacou.
That's a Carriacou thing, okay?
Yeah.
We don't call anybody in poo in Grenada.
Crab poo. I mean, it's it's a thing that you do because it rhymes with Carriacou.
They do that in Carriacou.
Yeah, to unsuspecting tourists.
There's a reason why we put water in between. Because we don't do the crab poo thing.
Well, you have to wash off, too. You know, you don't want to leave it on. But it is a spa treatment thing that they charge literally hundreds of dollars for. It's spas around the world. And you can get it pretty much done for almost nothing there in Carriacou. So it is a thing. Mm-hmm. So we may do that. We'll see. But
you know what else is free? Not doing it.
No. It'll help you, exfoliate.
I'm good.
You need to exfoliate. Yeah. You need to clear those pores.
I'm good too.
Real, don't lie. Did they pull this as a trick on unsuspecting tourists like ourselves last time we were there? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think it was some sort of a joke.
Oh boy, it created
you felt
great picture opportunity that's still out there on the web someplace. All right, well, Peter, aquanautsgrenada.com, check it out. We have a link to Grenada Dive Fest at scubaradio.com. Can't wait. It's end of September into the first week of October. You can join us. Look forward to it, my friend. We'll let you go and enjoy your diving there, buddy, on the Spice Island.
We look forward to having you guys down here in Grenada. It's going to be a blast, a big party. We hope you bring some people with you, all your listeners.
Yes, we'll bring a few. Jerry the Diver Guy might even join us. Yeah, is he there? Is he still with us?
I'm here.
He got here just in time for us to say goodbye. God bless you. He'll be with us in Dominica, too. So you'll hear more or enough of him in a few weeks. Till then, we'll have to leave it at that for now. Remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.